And again on In Focus today, we're visiting with Senior Planner, City of Manhattan, Chad Bunger, Shelley Carver with the Flint Hills Regional Council. We did want to mention that meeting again. That's really the high point of what we're trying to discuss today, Chad. And I guess you're going to video it, too, if people have to miss the meeting and they can view it later.
Yeah, our city commission room has the capacity to videotape those meetings. And we do that for city commission meetings and planning board meetings. So we know it's a busy time of year, so we'll record that meeting and put it up on our website, and we'll push some links out here, there, and everywhere. So if you can't make it but want to get the information, we'll certainly have that available.
And just a little more clarification, we were talking about the properties involved. And Shelley, I know you wanted to mention that it isn't just that you're moving people out of that area necessarily or offering that, but I guess you also help in relocating them too.
Yes, we will relocate anyone that is displaced by this project. Obviously, the property owners that are doing this voluntarily are, you know, willing participants, and we'll be helping them. But they'll also be tenants if, you know, their landlords decide that they are tired of dealing with the flooding. Those individuals will also be helped and assisted with finding housing that they can afford and the moving expenses and other incidental costs. This is required by the federal funding, but it's also something that that's important to everyone involved to do this for the community.
Now, Chad, any misconceptions out there that we need to kind of clarify or things that you're hearing? I mean, of course, that's part of the reason for these meetings, right, is to clarify some things, I'm sure.
Oh, you know, it is a very dynamic watershed, and so there's always a lot of misconceptions and opinions. You know, and those aside, we're really working to eliminate the flood risk. We think we have a pretty good project that'll do that. We'll get the most folks out of the way, protect them, protect public infrastructure. So, you know, doing work with properties we know are at risk in the area, in the watersheds, both in the city and the rural area, and then working on the upstream so our flood problems don't get bigger, doesn't get worse. I think we've got a pretty solid plan. And, you know, again, it has flooded. It will flood. And there's only so much we really can do. Even if we build a huge lake up there, connect the two, you know, points of the ravine, we're still at a flood risk. Blue River's at a flood risk with a dam. So there's only so much we can do, but we're working on it. So.
And Shelley, you had mentioned earlier, too, some of the big league folks you're competing against for this. But I don't know if you want to share more about that meeting. I mean, it sounds like it was an interesting meeting that you went to and along with Chad. And
the Academy in Denver. Uh-huh. Yes, that was pretty exciting. It was sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, which is very involved in resiliency projects and strategies throughout the nation and also the world. So they have partnered with HUD on this competition, which in and of itself is innovative. And they provided subject matter experts, facilitators, all sorts of resources to help the team think outside the box with respect to planning this project and what all could be done with this project, aside from just relocating property owners and doing some infrastructure. They were really the ones that helped us, you know, evolve into a master planning concept and really think about how to look at the watershed holistically. I think it was a huge benefit to the community that we were able to go to this, and that our project, our application will be better as a result.
And you just made me think of something else when you mentioned HUD. I think there was a little confusion where the money was coming from, too. During the intergovernmental, I think FEMA came up, but does FEMA even have anything really to do with it, or it's more HUD-based?
FEMA is more of a technical partner on this, and Chad can correct me if I'm wrong, but the funding is all HUD. It's CDBG Disaster Recovery Fund. So it's a different pot of money than the City of Manhattan gets right now as an entitlement community. This is specifically for disaster recovery. And so what they've done is they've taken money that hasn't been spent in the Hurricane Sandy relief and other disasters and decided to do something a little bit more innovative, something that can have a long-term positive effect throughout the country.
Chad, anything to add on that note, or before we wrap up today? Again, we probably one more time want to mention the meeting that we're highlighting, and anything else you're wanting to add today?
No, we'll just hit the high point with the meeting. It'll be this Wednesday the 5th at 6:30 at the City Commission meeting, City Commission room there at City Hall on Points. And we really hope, if anyone has any desire to learn more about this or thoughts or questions, really like to see them there. If they can't, we'll put a lot of information up on the city website and the state's website, and they can always give me a call at City Hall, and we could talk. So,
anything else, Shelley, today?
I can't think of anything. Thank you so much for letting us come here and tell you about the meeting and the project.
Again, thanks to both of you. We've had Chad Bunger with us today, and he is Senior Planner, City of Manhattan. Also, Shelley Carver, Community Development Manager with the Flint Hills Regional Council. We'll take a break. We have Jim Foster coming in from the Local Ham Radio Group and going to be sharing with us some of the things they're up to these days. Again, if you have questions or comments, always welcome those. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350.